Ted, I want to jump back into it this way. You know, a lot of people just write off the cattle mutilation stuff, animal mutilations. It's predators, whatever. They don't want to hear it might be associated with UFOs, visitors, anything like that. They just want it explained. Have you got a take on it? I mean, the why is what has always got to me. Why?
Yeah. Yeah. As a matter of fact, the the rancher that's losing all of these cattle asks me that every time I go there. Why? And why me? Why not some of the other ranchers? Because that kind of activity has been pretty well isolated to that one ranch. And why, I don't know. And I was one of those people until I got involved with Marley that didn't pay very much attention at all to cattle mutilations. And my wife would beat me to death saying, you know, you really should look into some of this. And but I know these people there so well. That and I have seen a pile of bones that you really couldn't believe, and it's the stories are incredible, and yet there is a lot of physical evidence that that can be analyzed and studied. I need to tell you there was an event on this same ranch involving the owner. His prize horse, a very valuable animal. And he went out, unlocked all the gates, went onto the property one morning, and the horse was standing out in his corral. As usual, everything was fine. So he got back in the pickup and drove to another part of the ranch. And less than 15 minutes later, he drove back up by the corral and no horse. And one portion of a tubular steel heavy-duty corral was broken down, and the horse was nowhere to be seen. And he noticed the two large and very heavy doors on a barn a short distance from the corral were really destroyed and pushed toward the inside, the interior of the barn. And he walked in there, and he found his horse, and the only thing that he found, the inside walls of this barn were destroyed, and the walls were covered with pieces of horse and blood. And he told me, he said, you know, my first impression was that this animal had to have exploded. You know, he said that I can't think of anything living that could have done that kind of damage to this horse in less than 15 minutes. And so, you know, extremely strange things going on.
Well, I can see what you mean about the comparison to the Skinwalker yes. ranch stuff that I'd worked on, because so much stuff happening that makes no sense, at least to us,
mm-hmm.
Almost trickster kind of yes. a quality to it.
Yes, exactly right. You know, when you get into this, and this last year, and already starting this year, things are getting stranger. There are a lot of new, never-before-seen things going on. The Site One property owner and his wife were sitting on their deck, and about 700 feet in front of them, they saw a red ball of light come off the ground, pretty vertical, and then banked over to about a 40-degree angle, flew behind trees, and it was followed by seven more identical red balls. No sound, very clear, unobstructed observation there, and that had never been, there had never been a report of a red object. And now, all of a sudden, in the past 3 months, we've had a number of them. And there, so far, have all been these small red lights. And I recall Skinwalker.
Yep. Yep.
They had some of that. So
those are the mean ones. They're mean.
That's exactly, that's what I've been thinking, you know.
They scare the hell out of cattle and horses, and, they're mean. Let me ask you this. You know, animals have been hurt. What about humans?
Well, I know of two instances where people have been injured. very briefly, in one of the best cases, this couple in their 60s, the lady gets up, she walks about 2 in the morning into the kitchen to get a drink of water, and the house lights up inside. She runs to the window, and she sees what she describes as a structured saucer-like craft with a lot of lights on it, calls her husband, he sees it, and they watch it in a descending mode going into the ranch that I was just talking about that has all the animal problems. And the previous owner, who is now deceased, was in a rest home out of state, so they were watching the place for him. They jumped in the pickup, and they drove over there and couldn't see any fire or anything, and it was so dark, they thought, well, we'll check tomorrow. So at high noon the next day, beautiful, clear, sunny day, they drive up to this place, and on the place there is an old trailer, and then there's a small house. And the weeds had grown up pretty high between the two structures. And so the guy's wife sat in the car and watched as he walked up, checked the door on the trailer, and then started heading for the house, which is only about 100 feet away. And he reached a point just about halfway between the two structures, and he just went down on the ground. And with the high weeds, she couldn't see anything. Well, she didn't see anything knocking down. And so she was afraid he had a heart attack. And she gets out of the car and calls to him, and she gets a very faint, weak response. So she makes her way up there, and she finds him lying face down in a pool of blood on the ground. And as she walks up right at his feet, she struck on the upper shoulders to the back 2 times by a very sharp blow, which knocks her to the ground by her husband. And when he finally comes around, he tells her that that is what happened to him. And the man almost died. He was in the hospital over 2 weeks and developed a blood clot. And the blood and everything was from a very serious wound from his impact with the ground. And now, that's some pretty strange stuff, because she was in the perfect position to have seen anything that might have hit him. And then there was another case on this same ranch where the previous owner had told friends and relatives for years, back in the 50s and 60s, that there were these huge lights and beams of light coming out of them on the ranch, and they would come down and they would sit on the ground. And, of course, everyone back then thought, well, he's nuts. And the current owner got a call from this guy's wife one morning in the middle of a blizzard and extremely cold weather. And so he grabbed his father, and they took the four-wheel vehicle up there. And she said he just got up, and he walked out of the house, and I haven't seen him for hours. And so they drove all over the ranch, couldn't find him. We're just leaving, and at the entranceway to the ranch, he's standing there in these really tremendously cold temperatures and a blizzard. And he has no shirt on. His jeans are ripped to shreds. He has only one shoe. And his face and body are just covered with blood. And so they drive up there, and the current owner said, you know, Henry, what are you doing? And he said, I don't know. And he said, why are you out here? I don't know. Well, they finally got him into the pickup and kept talking to him. And they said, what happened? And he said, they came. And I had to go see them. So I don't know. That's, you know.
Never got it out of him who they are, huh?
No.